Episode number 18 is here. We're talking today about revolutionize your financial advice with these easy peasy tips.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI.
The goal is to expand your account over time to help you fund long-term goals, such as creating a retirement fund. Since the target of your goal is the future, the money to invest belongs to stocks. My advice is to understand the basic rules of stocks you trade and use the same methods to buy options. The only difference is that the option is cheaper to purchase, but you only trade money options that won't affect your life if you lose. I prefer to trade without binary options indicators as I trade at the price itself. Download a huge collection of 100% free binary options strategies, trading systems and binary indicators. Financial advisors can help you invest in a variety of ways and achieve your long-term goals. Anyone at any age and at any stage of life can work with a financial consultant. Working with a financial advisor means someone else can handle things for which you don't have time for and ensure your money is used in the best possible way. If you haven't the time or interest to manage your finances, then this is another good reason to hire a financial advisor. You should feel comfortable because your finances are well monitored and an unresponsive financial advisor does not instill confidence. Your finances are important and trusting the person who manages the assets and gives advice is vital. Financial advisors help you stay on track by not making emotional decisions about your money. In your life, you can do the same to change your financial behavior. Find ways to reward yourself for good financial behavior, at no extra cost. You must dig deep and be willing to change these habits. Set goals and use them as motivation for lifestyle changes that will enable you to save and invest. There is no more money because you have not evaluated your spending habits. The money you know you need or want to spend is savings, and the money you want to put on the down payment of your home will soon become your savings. The saved money can be deposited in a bank account and accrued interest that can be used to purchase. For many people, better money management is all it takes to cut costs, improve your ability to invest and save, and achieve financial goals that once seemed impossible. Even if you feel like your finances are stuck with no way out, there are several things you can do to improve your situation. There is a significant difference between money that needs to be saved and money that needs to be invested, but this is a difference that many people overlook. Learning your children to save will help them become responsible and disciplined in managing their money. One effective way to teach children about saving is setting financial goals with them, which will enable them to examine that they need to save more before they save. It is best to remind your kids about the saving goals after demonstrating and explaining how to save money, as well as make it much better to let them have a purpose while saving money. Make it clear to your children that they can only borrow when needed. This way they will know the price of their hard-earned money and how to save with it. There are other tools out there, but I think there is something about the client's view that brings them together, builds trust and develops skills and is highly valued by clients. You have to learn this technology, and I know Jamie, you will tell us how they can learn it, and you have all kinds of great videos and tutorials and all these good things, but I really want to make it clear here what the possibility is to be a consultant who helps you, your clients, save time, get information into their systems faster so that they can make better business decisions based on what is happening in their business. You will not be able to understand all this. But if you prefer to discuss things related, of course, many women learn about financial hardship early, but the same cannot be said for understanding how to manage their finances. Unfortunately, schools do not teach about budget, personal finance, or investment. Many consultants have developed advice on a wide range of personal finance matters, but some are limited to investment.
Thank you all for joining us again on your financial advice. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.